Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
Welcome to the Groundhog.
Yeehaw.
Something new, which you probably noticed if you're watching this. You probably like, you didn't know this was new.
But how new? No, I mean, again,
it's almost as new as the newborn rats that we have.
The new almost.
This is new. Actually newer though.
Yes, it is newer. So
I wish we had a groundhog. I should have a pet groundhog.
So it's still pink and fleshy.
Yeah, they're still pink and fleshy. So you this is really pink and fleshy.
This is really pink and fleshy. Yes, so. Right on. And we've talked about this before, but I want to say it again to our listeners. So Darwin doesn't have... We're proving Darwin right today.
Yes, we are evolving.
Like, way evolving.
We're not proving Darwin Awards right. Now, that's a total different story. We should talk about Darwin Awards. There's some really good Darwin Awards.
There are.
So you guys that don't know, Darwin Awards are if you are basically people who have offed themselves in a really stupid way.
Like, for example, I'm just going to say this one should deserve a Darwin Award. Falling off a cliff at the Grand Canyon.
Yes, that just happened. That happens actually, what, three times? Well, this week.
Yeah, it's three times in a week. Yeah. But Grand Canyon.
Not funny, but.
Yeah, Darwin Awards are never funny. But yeah.
It's always tragic when you see somebody die. But when people off themselves.
I
got a list of some really good ones actually.
I get close to an edge of a cliff. Anyway, another story. Another time.
You feel the urge to look over. And then to feel the urge to jump. Everybody gets that urge to jump off of a cliff, don't you?
Not jump. No.
There's water underneath?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not into the Grand Canyon, though.
Depends on how far the drop. And yes, even though the Colorado River would be down there, I would never
jump. It's not deep enough. It's a 400-foot drop. That's not really good. You're going to splatter no matter what.
You are going to splatter. So the evolution, though, is a matter of what... How are we evolving?
So we are evolving because we have gone video. But so it's not going to be posted everywhere.
So if you think our voices are ugly, you may not want to watch the video.
I have been told I have a face for radio, but now people actually get to see my face. They'll see how true that is, statement is. You're right. You got a face for radio.
You do.
I could hide it better like you do and do it like this.
Okay, so this
would be really boring though. People looking at us.
Just looking at our
it's
eyes.
It's almost like you have a big white nose and I got a big old black nose. So no.
Are you racist?
No, I'm not racist.
Okay.
Are you not racist?
I'm not racist.
Okay. Groundhogs are never racist.
No.
They just give us bad weather
they get
predictions.
It wrong.
Every year lot. Almost. It's a they got a 50-50 chance though.
So the odds, may the odds ever be in your favor.
So, anyway, sidetrack. But here's the deal. The Groundhog is changing. We're evolving. We're going video. You'll be able to watch this video. And if you're watching it already, you're probably watching it on IGTV. We'll actually be posting some of it to Facebook because, hey, why not? They're connected. Why not? So IGTV is going to be the home of the video of the Daily Groundhog.
Absolutely. And as we evolve, you'll also see our studio is going to change dramatically over the next... What, about 5-6 months?
Yeah, about 5-6 months. The studio will be all in effect and looking beautiful. We will actually have that set up. We'll actually have multiple things coming from us, which is really cool. Possibly, I'll tease it, a night show, a late show, which is cool, super cool. But then on the other side, the Daily Groundhog will always be there.
Always. Daily.
Now, the daily, to an extent, you will not get a podcast from us every day. We are changing that.
Yes.
But something will be posted on social media every day. So that's where you're getting that from. So we will be daily as far as that. But as far as the podcast, we were going to a new platform of 3 times a week.
Yep, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So.
And one of those podcasts will also be something new that we're doing called Groundhog or the Mobile Groundhog or Groundhog on the Go.
And that will be...
We're going to be out and about in the community, maybe, or maybe just driving or something, but
something
we will be mobile.
So there are lots of conventions that we could totally get do this for, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
So we should, that'll be awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, that's what's happening. That's the new changes. Welcome to the Daily Groundhog, going to be daily in your life forever.
Groundhog out.
Well, as long as they want us.
Oh, Groundhog's not out, yes.
Not
yet. Please want us.
Yeah.
We want you to want us.
He wants to go out.
Are we going out now?
Sure, if you want to. I don't, do we need to go out?
Yes,
we do. I mean, I'm married. And of course, your wife says I'm your second.
You're my girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend. So.
So. I mean, what does that mean?
Do we need to go out then? That's kind of weird.
See, going out.
Well, see, okay, terms of going out are like.
Yes, this changed. That has evolved.
It has, yeah.
Speaking of evolution.
So, like, my kids will say they're dating, which means they just like somebody, which drives me nuts. Like, you're not dating.
Dating means you actually are going to a location and paying money to.
Well, parents. So, when I was a teenager, when I. My parents would find. My dad asked me, what do you guys do? What do you do? I'm like, oh, nothing. We just made out. And he's like, what? Shock. What do you mean you made out? I'm like, we were kissing. That's all you did? Yeah. Oh, that's not what making out is. I'm like, it is what making out is. So words have changed, and where nowadays making out is just. In my dad's days, making out meant you went all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things have changed.
Yes, they have. Evolution.
Yeah.